Good morning. I hope you all had a happy Easter. I, for one, certainly enjoyed the break. There has been a great deal of chitter-chatter here on Twitter, and I would like to put the record straight. I am absolutely not homophobic. Not only am I for gay marriage or civil partnerships, we must focus on the real issue of these arrangements being recognised locally. I do not think the people of Guernsey have a poor work ethic, but do feel we live a charmed existence with a short commute and easier hours when compared to other financial centres. Miss Keating in The Scotsman was simply mitigating her position. There was no swearing under oath. She can say whatever she wishes to her barrister to mitigate, that is, to make her position more tenable. There's absolutely no truth to what she has stated. As she pled guilty at the last minute in her court, not innocent, as was her initial position, I was denied my opportunity, literally, on the steps of the court to rebuff and refute these statements, to put right the wrongs which were said against me, but all of which were made redundant as she changed her plea. I can assure you, however, I was not arrested or charged, and there is no implication for me in this matter. I find it ironic that I am also accused of supporting drink driving, which I clearly do not. This is wrong, illegal, irresponsible, and it costs lives. Given the volume of mentions and Twitter activity, I will not be responding to it anymore. I have tried to embrace social media, but find trial by Twitter equates to direct execution. I find it a destructive forum, and there are far more important issues like the economy and ensuring it is maintained for the current generation and our children. Without it, we have nothing. Currently, it is both fragile and vulnerable. The fact one in six people live in relative poverty is alarming, but not as uncomfortable as nearly one in five suffer from disability, and legislation is urgently required in this area. Our health service has seen cutbacks, and these need to be reversed, as does the waste I hear of from anyone who has worked with or for the states. I do not believe these inefficiencies are deliberate, but the result of a culture which has evolved and needs correcting by the next states. If anyone has any questions of me, please email me and I will arrange a time to meet with you, as I do with any other voter. One advantage of parish elections in St. Peterport North is that everywhere is walkable, and face-to-face really is the most fruitful way to communicate. I will be focusing on getting around as many doorsteps as possible, talking to the electorate, and understanding issues which is far more important to me than this forum.